Part 2 of The Notch on the Axe from the Lock and Key Library. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read by Julie Formolichem. The Lock and Key Library. Edited by Julian Hawthorne. The Notch on the Axe. A Story a la Mode by William Makepeace Thackeray. Part 2. Chapter 3. Are you of our fraternity? I see you are not. The secret which Mademoiselle de Bechamel confided to me in her mad triumph and wild hoyden spirits, she was but a child, poor thing, scarce 15, but I love them young. A folly not unusual with the old. Here Mr. Pinter thrust his knuckles into his hollow eyes, and, I am sorry to say, so little regardful was he of personal cleanliness, that his tears made streaks of white over his garden-dark hands. Ah, at 15, poor child, thy fate was terrible. Go to. It is not good to love me, friend. They prosper not who do. I define you. You need not say what you are thinking. In truth, I was thinking, if girls fall in love with this sallow, hook-nosed, glass-eyed, wooden-legged, dirty, hideous old man with his sham teeth, they have a queer taste. That is what I was thinking. Jack Wilkes said the handsomest man in London had but half an hour's start of him, and without vanity I am scarcely uglier than Jack Wilkes. We were members of the same club at Madamham Abbey, Jack and I, and had many a merry night together. Well, sir, I— Mary Scotland knew me but as a little hunchback music-master, and yet I think she was not indifferent to her David Riz, and she came to misfortune. They all do, they all do. Sir, you're wandering from your point, I said with some severity. For really, for this old humbug to hint that he had been the baboon who frightened the club at Madamham, that he had been in the Inquisition at Valladolid, that under the name of D. Riz, as he called it, he had known the lovely Queen of Scots, was a little too much. Sir, then I said, you were speaking about Miss Bechamel. I really have not time to hear all of your biography. Faith, the good wine gets into my head. I should think so.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?